Hi, WISAM Dayton, Ohio here, and I've had my share of all these radios, and I've had probably over, oh, I don't know, 10, 11 TYTs back in the day when they come out, and sometimes you got a good one, sometimes you had five bad ones, and it was found out that we had people open the covers and get them and look at them and found that they had put in cheap resistors and components in there, and these guys replaced them and never had a problem with the TYT again that they had. So that's some of the things that they found that I've heard about. And I've had a brand new TYT here, 65 watt suggested. And I can usually manually put these frequencies in and work them manually, and I could never work a TYT. These antitones and the jet streams, no problem. I can have 40 channels in them in less than 10 minutes. Those two radios are user-friendly. They don't make the jet streams no more. However, the antitone radio that I've been talking about here all morning is a jet stream radio to the T. Just got a different name on it. And they are very user-friendly. I've learned how to manually do these things. So I would suggest that to anybody. And unfortunately, these are Chinese radios, but I'll tell you, they work fine. I've got several of them, and I've been working on them for the last many years. I say, I don't do TYTs anymore at all, and that's with that. Now, the Elenco 50 watts now has come on the scene, and I don't really, never had an Elenco 50 watt on the bench yet. I've got several 235 series out there, and the idea that the Elenco 235, that's a 25 watt radio, they made those for years. Those radios are what powers up the 224 or 300 amateur radio club repeater, and also the DARA 220 repeater, 22394, because I was involved in that, and I helped put that together, both those repeaters, and to the Elenco radio, because you see, the Elenco radio underneath the heat sink, they have a 910 plug, and that's the way you plug your harness in that you make for it. And you plug in the 910 plug harness to receive and transmit radios and put that on a rack, and you're ready to go with the repeater. All you do is add the other components here, the cans and the controller, and of course plug in an antenna, and it's ready to go. But I would recommend the Anytone 50 watt 220 radio. That's what I would recommend to anybody these days there. Over.